All right. Welcome, 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 everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, this is Tony's Political Ramblings, episode 31. And so, I'm sure many of you have seen the new hype around the four-day work week. It's gained a lot of momentum and a lot of steam over the last few years, because quite simply, the 40-hour work week is something that is outdated. It's incredibly outdated. To just give a little bit of history, if you want to know more about this, I would look up the Adam Ruins Everything episode, and there's a particular section on the 40-hour work week and why it's dated. He's got a much more eloquent explanation, but basically, as technological improvements and the increasing efficiency of office spaces and things like that around the United States became more of a thing, working hours went down. Usually, you know, typically when we were working, when most of the country was working in factories and things like that in manufacturing, they were working a lot longer than 40 hours, and eventually that all came down because there was no need. And it just sort of arbitrarily has hung around 40 years, even though most of what can be done in less time. And so you have you know, the typical 8-hour workday over 5 days a week, you have a lot of time wasting because it's more of, you know, you have to be there for X number of hours as opposed to doing X number of things and then being done. So that's the 40-hour work week is outdated in many contexts. People don't need to work that long at a particular job. It's just sort of an understood assumption that, yeah, so on average, we work about 40 weeks. As you know, and instead of looking at that critically and saying, do we really need to? People have just kind of gone with it. So if we go back to the four-day work week, and you look at how it's sort of spreading across Europe, in Spain, I believe recently, they just made it so that the four-day work week was sort of by law, that sort of thing. Yeah, so it's a trial at the moment, but you know, this idea that it's being nationally experimented with to see how this works. It's a big deal. And this has come off the heels of, you know, smaller scale experiments with the 4-day work week, reduced hours, et cetera, to see how we can actually implement that and see how well it works. And not surprisingly, the 4-day work week, and even a reduced 5-day work week, have shown incredibly, incredibly positive results up to this point. You have this Alex Pang, who he works with companies to help them transition down to a 35 to 36 hour work week. It's over 4 days, something like that, 35 to 36 hours a week. And he mentioned that a lot of his findings, that it boosted productivity. So since people had less time to do what they needed to do, they just did it. And in addition to this, he found that people were happier and healthier because they didn't have to continue to work all of these hours. And they found on top of that, even from the business's point of view, there is a benefit of requiring your people to work fewer hours. There was less turnover. And you'll find that the benefits are not just on the worker side of this debate. This is something that benefits pretty much everyone involved. I really don't see a downside, to be honest with you. And so if you look at Iceland, there was an experiment that was done in Iceland to sort of see how a reduced work week would work for them, and a lot of the similar findings from Alex Pang were here as well. They found, as I said, they found a lot of the same stuff. You had less turnover, less burnout, productivity remained the same, and this is when 86% of Iceland's population are now on contracts that have either moved them to shorter working hours or give them the right to do so in the future. And so that's 35 to 36 hours a week. No productivity impairment. Things just continue to go on as usual. And then on top of that, you have, and I've seen this in other sources as well, Germany is a place, for example, that has been running fewer working hours than many others for years now. And they found that there's a substantial benefit that comes from that in terms of the economic input from it. So let's just think about it, right? Say you work at an office job, right? You work in an office for 40 hours a week. We'll just say, removing COVID for the situation, we'll just say you're in the office for 40 hours a week, 5 days a week, right? Can you spend money on other things if you're working in an office? Can you support local businesses, go out to a restaurant, coffee, whatever? No, you can't, because you're in your office and you can't go anywhere. But if you had an extra day off, we'll just say Friday, you might go in and you might go out and go get coffee, and that supports a local business. You might go out on a weekend trip to a beach, we'll say. That supports the businesses around that area. You know, hotels get a boost because now they have people staying there an extra night. You know, so there's economic input from people having more time to go out and spend money on things, and they're not stuck in a particular place. So that's another big piece of this as well. And even on top of that, in Germany, they found that there is a stronger entrepreneurial side of things because people have more time to start their own businesses, right? So again, we'll just consider you're working 40 hours in a week and 5 days a week, you know, and that's not even taking into account commuting time. If you don't have to work that extra day, that is, you know, that's 8 hours of prime thinking hours that you can put towards starting your own business and running your own business on the side. And a lot of people in Germany do that. And so that's another boost to the economy. And so if we look at it, if you look at this issue, and the other benefits that have come up from Congressional Representative Mark Takano, I believe, there's lower childcare expenses, lower healthcare premiums because people aren't burned out and stressed, et cetera, et cetera. And the environmental impact is big as well. How many millions of people would not have to commute for an entire extra day? How many tons of CO2 emissions would we save by not having that extra day of commuting for pretty much every American worker and every worker around the globe? But we'll look at this in the context of America, in the United States. And so if you look at this, the benefits are just everywhere. Every party that's involved here, every stakeholder benefits from this sort of situation. You have the individual employees and workers who get more time to spend with their friends and their families, and more time off from work, more freedom to go out and do things. And there's benefit to the employers who don't have to spend as much money on health insurance because their employees' premiums are lower. They get the same productivity for the less amount of, or for lower amount of expenses, right? Because say we'll run the office example again, if you're working 40 hours a week in the office, you have to keep the lights on for another 8 hours and use a lot of electricity, and that costs money. So if you have this, you know, one day off, you, the business owner, are saving money. And there's less turnover. You don't have to keep hiring new people all the time at least at the rate that you are now. So the employees benefit from this situation. Owners of the businesses and management benefit from the situation. The environment benefits from the situation. The economy on the whole benefits from the situation. So the question becomes, when do we start? And the answer to that question is there's a bill that I mentioned by Congressman Mark Takano, and he's putting forth this idea to lower the overtime threshold for non-exempt employees under the FLSA from 40 hours to 32 hours, which would make that a 4-day 8-hour workday type situation. And so basically it wouldn't cap it would not make it a cap. It's like, no, you cannot work more than 4 days a week, but it would strongly discourage companies from pushing their employees to work over 32 hours. And so this legislation was introduced, I want to say, six days ago. It's very recent. So this is legislation, concrete legislation, that would fundamentally change the way labor works in the United States for the better. And it would fundamentally improve everyone involved's life. And so it's one of those situations where, again, I just come back to the question of, when do we start?